Thade had read a book once by a man who could manipulate his dreams. Just as the author entered that hypnotic state that bordered unconsciousness, he would concentrate and draw himself into whatever world he wanted. It was a trick Thade had been working on for years. He'd created the world, a pleasantly mundane one, in which he was a healthy father and husband, with a 9-to-5 job, a few uncontrollable kids, and a car that got depressingly good gas mileage. But he'd never managed to inhabit it. That level of sleep hadn't come to him for years, replaced by a deep grogginess that never seemed to completely obscure the ceiling hovering above him or stop the endless procession of numbers on his clock. Tonight, it was even worse. He rubbed his burning eyes and finally gave in, pressing his back against the bare wall behind his mattress and cursing himself for forgetting to buy cigarettes. Not that he actually smoked, but it was a habit he'd been meaning to take up. At first, the sound didn't seem like much, a quiet crunching that barely managed to penetrate the heavy curtains flapping across his open window. Thade stopped breathing and turned his head in the darkness, listening intently. A raccoon? No, the sound, though quiet, had a certain weight to it. Another black bear looking to get at his garbage can? Maybe. Or maybe it was Hillel Strand, coming to make him an offer he couldn't refuse. The sound didn't come again, and Thade closed his eyes, concentrating on the image of Hillel Strand, with a shotgun barrel a few inches from his nose. Maybe that was a dream world he could insert himself into. Something a little closer to reality. He'd barely settled back on the mattress.